right, here we go with Levitation 101, the closed system. And again, like we mentioned before, Levitation 101 implies that it is the beginning course of levitation, and of course that's what it is. So I'm going to give you some instruction here in this video that's going to kind of continue what we talked about on the MP3 and give you some visuals, some visual representations of exactly how you're going to do these exercises. Now, what you're going to need to do these exercises is a nice, comfortable sitting chair, an egg timer, stopwatch, or similar device. I use my iPhone. I have a watch that has a chronometer on it. Like I said, egg timer, you could really use anything where you can actually set the time, because we are going to have some time limits on some of the exercises that we're doing. This is an advanced level technique. Obviously, you're here in a closed system, so you should have a good idea of how to do some of the things here, as well as how to feel your energy. And what you're going to learn is this really is the beginning stages of levitation, as well as the art of disappearing. So, I mean, we got some cool things here for you, and we've taught people this over the years, and it really works cool. You're probably going to start disappearing before you start levitating, just to let you know. But that's cool. I mean, I teach somebody how to disappear, and they're going to be very excited about it. You're going to show yourself how to do it first, and it's really an interesting type of technique. All right, so the exercise is called the hula hoop. And what you're going to need to do is sit in a chair, and you're going to get comfortable. That makes sense, right? We talk about keeping the energy cool, as well as being relaxed and getting into the exercise. You're going to place your fingers and thumbs like you see on the poster. You see how the thumbs and the fingers are on the poster here on the Chi Guy. That's how you're going to sit. Of course, you're going to sit in a chair. You don't need to sit in this lotus position. This lotus position is a very uncomfortable position, at least it is for me. If it's comfortable for you, by all means, you can do it. But from the standpoint of comfortability, which is really going to allow your chi to flow a lot better, you want to do it this way. Now, you're going to envision a hula hoop. You're going to create a hula hoop around your body. I'm not a very good artist, but I tried to do a rendition of a hula hoop to give you an idea of what it's going to look like. You want to try to feel the entire hula hoop at once as it's rotating around the body. And you can do this by looking into a darkened mirror or tube TV as you're doing the exercise, like I explained in a couple other exercises a while back. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to actually take you into my training area and give you some more visuals in terms of what this is going to look like in real time. So let's go take a look at it, and then we'll be right back. Hello there, and what better way to describe the hula hoop exercise than using a hula hoop? It's not my hula hoop. I have two girls and a wife, and they occasionally will use this. But I think you really get a good understanding of what this exercise is all about. We talk about spinning the chi in a hula hoop type fashion. This is what we're talking about. So, for an example, if you're sitting down, and I'll show you as I sit in the chair as well, this hula hoop goes around your body in a clockwise rotation. So if you're looking at me on this video, you're noticing that this circle, this hula hoop, is spinning from left to right, which is clockwise rotation in the body. Here's me standing to the side, get a different angle, and you can see which way it's going. You see that? It's going this way. When you send your chi out, that's what you're doing. Now, the visualization, it's both a visualization as well as a physical manifestation of your chi when you start doing this hula hoop exercise. Now, when we go back to the video and I show you some screenshots, I'm going to show you the different levels. Actually, you're going to do it at your knees, obviously, because you're sitting that way. You're going to do it up at the shoulder level and then at the head level. And so, using this device as a descriptive way to show you what that hula hoop looks like. So when you're sending that chi out, it's spinning around this way. Now, as you get stronger and stronger, your chi doesn't just go out in this amount of circumference, but it goes out as far as you want, miles if you want. You could wrap it around the entire world. I know that sounds a little crazy or a little unbelievable, but yes, you can do it. And in fact, that's how you can really start to spin your chi, and somebody that's in another country can feel it, or over the phone, or whatever the case might be. It's probably something you've already done, but this gives you a physical representation of that. Next, I'm going to show you how seated in a chair it'll look, so you understand what that looks like. All right, just like you saw in the poster, you see that the man is sitting there like this. Obviously, he's in that cross-legged position that a lot of people will do. I don't think it's that comfortable. I've never gotten comfortable in that position. That's why we do it in a chair like this. And all you need to do is sit in a chair, get comfortable. And again, this is how you want to do it. And as you start to rotate that energy out, you're rotating it out from the knees. So again, here's my hula hoop. This is how it's rotating out. So it's rotating this way as I send the chi out. Now, as you get good by rotating it out this way around the knees, then we're going to take it to the different levels. But I wanted to give you a physical representation of what it looks like so that there's no confusion of what you're doing. Again, you're sitting, you're relaxed. It's a relaxation exercise. And again, I'm going to explain to you how long you're going to do it for and the progression that it takes in order to get good at this exercise. All right, so you get a chance to see what it was like in a real scenario of what it looked like sitting in a chair and standing up with the hula hoop. But let's talk a little bit about length of time to practice. This is probably going to be the biggest shocker, is that for the next 30 days, you want to do this exercise for 2 minutes only. Now, when we tell people 2 minutes, 2 minutes is not a long time. And oftentimes people will say, okay, 2 minutes, that sounds good for everyone else, but I'm advanced, I can do 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 20 minutes or whatever. And we're telling you 2 minutes for a reason. And that's because these are very powerful exercises and that you only need to do them for 2 minutes in the beginning. Please trust us on this. And, you know, it is what it is. So you either take us on the advice or pay the consequences, which ultimately could happen to you. You're focused should be only on making the form. Very similar to when you're doing the screens, you're focused on making this form, this formation of that hula hoop going around your body. Now, since you've been doing the inner circle training, you should have an idea of how to spin the circles. Maybe not in like a hula hoop. We have explained to you the hula hoop before. We didn't go into this grade of detail to show you because now we're actually showing you the hula hoop from the aspect of a cylinder, not just sending a wide band of chi around the body, which was kind of implied before. You're going to want to see that it's a solid shape as much as possible. So it's not just this fragmented chi going around your body, but it's, you know, like I showed you the hula hoop that I used in the instruction video there, is that's what you want to visualize, something almost exactly like that. If it takes you going out and buying a hula hoop to get that visualization, then by all means, do that. It's very important that you do that. You're going to switch it to a new way in 30 days. Now, once you maintain the form all the way around your body, we will switch you to the ping pong exercise, which will bring out more chi and speed out of the pattern being used. Now, we're not going to teach you that exercise until you get this part down, and like I said, you're going to want to do this for 30 days first, and then we'll kind of go to the next phase of it. A couple things you want to keep in mind, and that is you want to make sure you hold these new images, the hula hoop, in place. In other words, you don't want them to morph. Just like we talked about not having the screens morph, you don't want this hula hoop to morph either. You want to make it maintain its shape as it's going around the body. You don't want it to be morphing into all different types of shapes and geometric designs. It's not the point. You need to keep it because, again, you're learning. This is form chi. You're learning how to take the energy, which is physical, and you're also learning to take your mental capacity, your mental power, to image a lot of these things. And it's done simultaneously. So don't let them morph. Once you can hold them in place in your mind, you want to be able to project them to the air and manifest them exactly where you would want them to be. So example would be if you're sitting there in the chair and they're going around your body, well then you could actually, let's say if somebody else was sitting with you in the room, you could actually visualize the hula hoop going around their body, or let's say the television set, or let's say in mid-air in the middle of the room. Again, these are exercises that you can do. But again, now that I've said all those little exercises, you're probably thinking, well, it's probably going to take me 2 minutes to do each exercise. That's true. But again, we're taking this step by step. This is not something where you have to try to rush and do everything at once. We're giving you, even though this is a very, very advanced technique, we're trying to give you a couple different options on it. But again, don't get out of hand with it. You want to do it exactly what we're saying to do it. Just like in the screens, it's going to take time. Bottom line, we don't expect people to get this down immediately. I didn't get it down immediately, and I don't know anybody that has. And that's just the nature of it. If you think you're the exception, not the rule, then you need to rethink that, because all of these exercises take time and mental effort to do. Not to say you're not going to get it quicker than somebody else, but the fact of the matter is it's going to take everybody a certain amount of time, a certain amount of kind of doing it and feeling it and so on and so forth. And it's not a difficult exercise, but again, just have to put in the flight time, bottom line. Now let's talk about this cylinder three-tier training. The way this is going to work is we're going to teach you the cylinder training is where you build three tiers of these hula hoops around your body. Okay, we want you to be consistent with your image at each tier. And I'm going to kind of give you a graphic example. I showed you in the video the three tiers. You always want to emphasize the first tier in the beginning. The first tier is at the knees. So that's what you're going to focus on. You're going to focus on that first tier, and you're going to get that down. That's the pattern you want to get down first. The second tier is going to be up around the shoulder areas, and you're going to want to try to get that down. Okay? Now, once you do that, then obviously you want to go to the concept around the head. And as you look at that, you're actually forming a cylinder around the body. And as you get better at it, you can spin all three of those cylinders at the same time. Or you could spin all those hula hoops at the same time, creating a cylindrical effect. And that's what the cylinder three-tier training is all about. And again, this is going to take a little bit of time to get good at as well. So you want to build each tier correctly. You want to always start at the first tier, which is at the knees. If you build too fast, you're going to get a claustrophobic feeling. You don't want to do that. So again, don't try to push it at so many different levels. I can tell you right now that when Sifu Jones taught this exercise to me, I didn't even know about the second tier or the third tier because he didn't train me that way. Of course, we have a personal relationship, so he would say, hey, I want you to do this exercise and I want you to concentrate on the knees or around the knees. And I would do that. And then after a while, he would say, okay, now what I want you to do is I want you to build one around the shoulders. And then I want you to build one around the head. So again, we're giving this information to you so that you can space it out. You can get good at each tier efficiently. Just don't try to do it all at one time. Obviously, for the purposes of a closed system where you don't have as much interaction with you, we want to give you the exercises and kind of space it out. But you've got to use common sense and listen to what we're saying to you. This training will ultimately lead to higher level abilities. Obviously, that's what this is all about. Levitation 101. That doesn't mean that by getting this down that you're going to be levitating immediately, but if you can understand what we've been teaching you all along, spinning that energy around, getting those thought images down, you can start to see that we're putting together, we're building something here that's quite unique. You might also find and think, wow, these guys are putting together all this unique information and using all of our recreational equipment that we didn't know what to do with. Once the kids left the house or whatever, because we're using rackets and hula hoops, and it's pretty funny, but that's the way it goes. Now let me talk to you about how to disappear. Now we're going to go into more detail on this in an MP3 file, but I'm going to give you the basic concept of how to do this, and I think you're going to find it to be quite unique. Put up our little cylinders there. Once built correctly, and you can spin them with the right focus, you can begin the process of disappearing in front of a mirror. After you've built up enough chi from the process, you're going to be able to do this in front of others. Now, I've done this technique in front of a mirror, and it is a freaky technique. Because as you get it down, and what I used to do is I used to get these things spinning, and I would stand in my bathroom, and the way my mirror was situated in this particular bathroom that we had was actually back at our other house, is I would look in the mirror and I would actually focus on the there was a towel rack behind me, and so I was focusing on the towel rack and the wall, and I knew if I could disappear myself and see the towel rack or the wall, which was directly behind me, then I effectively disappeared. And I did it quite a few times, and it was pretty cool. In fact, I did it in front of my son one time, my oldest son, and it freaked him out so much he ran out of the room and like hid under his bed, because it, you know, it's, that just goes to show you this kind of thing can be unsettling. I mean, that was my son, and I told him exactly what I was going to do. I'm sure he was thinking, yeah, like, you're going to do anything like that. And I remember I don't remember how old he was, but he's, you know, he's not a kid anymore. And he freaked him out. So, you know, keep that in mind when you're doing these type of techniques. Some additional keys is you want to do this exercise after the two minute racket exercise that we taught you before. You want to do 2 minutes of the racket exercise with or without the cheese stick. And then you want to do 2 minutes of the hula hoop. Okay, it's supposed to say then do 2 minutes of the hula hoop, but typographical error. So when doing the hula hoop, put the cheese stick down if you are using one, though. You don't want to use the cheese stick while you're doing this exercise. This exercise can take several months to a year to do correctly. I wanted to add that in last because I don't want you to think that if you don't get this overnight or if you don't get this working immediately, that you're doing something wrong. Everybody grows at a different level. Again, it depends on your physical shape. It depends on how diligent you're training. It also depends on how much you're listening to what we're telling you. And this you want to call this a two-minute drill, that's what this is. And until we tell you to up, like we said, you could up it after 30 days, until we give you the go-ahead to do that, you shouldn't be upping it. You should be good doing it for two minutes. Now, I will be the first to tell you that when Seafood Jones told me 2 minutes, I was like, yeah, right, 2 minutes. And I didn't do it 2 minutes, and it bothered me, okay? I know, for example, several of our instructors, I won't mention their names, but I know guys that have done it for more than 2 minutes, and they had terrible problems. So, you know, these are guys that are highly skilled. They could do amazing things with their mind, body, and their spirit, and yet when they went over the 2 minute after just starting this exercise, it was problematic for them. It wasn't a situation that was good, and I don't want you to get into a situation where it's not that good either. So please heed our advice here to make sure that you're doing what you need to do. You got to be diligent. You got to listen to what we have to say and make sure that you're doing it the right way. So it might take longer for you than it does somebody else. It might take shorter for you. It all depends. But I think we've given you enough information here combined with the MP3 that we gave you. And then we also have another MP3 that goes more into the disappearing, which is some pretty cool stuff. And I'll tell you, to me, that's worth the cost of going through the entire closed system if you could pull that technique off. Now, again, like I said, anytime you do a technique like that is, you know, it's suspect because you don't, you know, it's just tough. You know, I mean, you could get in really weird trouble with that. That's all I can say. I've done it, weird things like that, and it never seems to be a beneficial thing when you show people, because then they look at you totally different, and then you're looked at as a weirdo, which is not really what you want. So anyway, that's the information on the hula hoop exercise and a hula hoop video. It'll give you some additional training advice and concepts that you can work with. Any questions that you have, please submit them to us, because as we go through the next couple modules, we want to make sure that we're answering any questions that you might have. Now, I think we did a pretty good job of summing everything up here, but if you do have any questions, comments, or anything like that, please feel free to email them to us, and we'll get back to you either in audio, video, or we'll write it out to you. But anyway, thanks for watching. Have a great day, folks. So long.